The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health. Today, we are going to be talking about the cardiac catheterization laboratory and services available at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, and it's the only one in Ulster County. And our guest is a returning guest, Dr. Faluk Shah. He's Director of the Cardiac Catheterization Laboratory at Health Alliance Hospital. He's an interventional cardiologist with certifications in interventional cardiology, cardiovascular disease, internal medicine from the American Board of Internal Medicine, endovascular medicine, American Board of Vascular Medicine, and many other certifications and professional awards and memberships. And we're really grateful to have Dr. Shah back with us today. So Dr. Shah, welcome back to Healthy Ulster Radio.
Thank you. It's a great honor and pleasure to be here. Thank you for the invitation. Truly enjoy being on your radio program. Thank you for inviting me.
Sure. It's great to have you. So Dr. Shah, for the benefit of our listeners who may not have been listening during your earlier appearance as a guest, can you just give our listeners an overview of what interventional cardiology is and cardiac catheterization in layperson's terms?
Yeah, sure. So just to give a background, we opened the cardiac catheterization laboratory with capability to do PCI, which is percutaneous coronary intervention, in 2021 at Health Alliance Hospital. And now we're doing cardiac cath with percutaneous coronary intervention, PCI, here at Health Alliance in the state-of-the-art cardiac cath lab with brand new Philips equipment. And what cardiac catheterization is it allows us to diagnose and treat diseases of the heart caused by blocked arteries, the coronary arteries of the heart. And cardiac catheterization is where we take catheters and wires and look at the arteries of the heart with contrast dye and determine where the blockages are and the need to open up these blockages with PCI, which is essentially stenting of these arteries where the blockages are. And it's a life-saving procedure for somebody that's coming in with a heart attack due to a blocked coronary artery that's making them very sick. And that's when time is of the essence, time is muscle, and we need to get this artery opened with a catheterization and stenting to be able to save their life. So that's one of the main procedures we offer in this cardiac cath lab here at Health Alliance. And we're obviously available for these emergency cases 24/7. And in addition to that, we also do and perform cardiac catheterization in patients on an elective, routine, or non-emergent basis. We also perform procedures related to abnormal heart rhythms, and we perform procedures with catheterizations to be able to diagnose other various different heart diseases as well.
Mm-hmm. And actually, you anticipated my next question, which was, does one have to have had an emergency in order to take advantage of the services? So walk us through, say, if someone is not having an emergency, but is just interested in knowing their the status of their heart and their arteries and whatever, what does that look like in terms of what's available to individuals in procedures?
Yeah, so those individuals may not need to undergo a cardiac catheterization. Somebody like that, we would evaluate and see in a consultation basis in our office and evaluate them and determine their symptoms. How are they feeling? Do cardiac testing. Usually, initially, which is non-invasive. That is, we're not going inside their heart with catheterization, but we do non-invasive cardiac testing to determine how their heart function is, if they have a possibility of a blocked artery or not. And the results of these tests put together will give us an idea if the individual needs or requires a catheterization procedure, which would then be scheduled on a elective basis.
And what do the and what are the non-invasive tests that you do? If you could just give us an overview of those just quickly.
Yeah. So we have different types of non-invasive tests, and depending on we use different or some or all of them, depending on the symptoms and the situation with the patient. But we have a test called an echocardiogram, which is an ultrasound image of the heart to look at its function and the valves and everything. And we also have a test that is called a stress test. And stress tests look for areas of the heart that are not getting adequate blood flow, possibly due to a blocked artery. And we also have tests that's called a calcium score. It's a CT test that looks for calcium deposition and plaque buildup in. So we have different tests we can use the need for somebody to undergo a cardiac catheterization.
And is this something where, you know, somebody like me could walk in and say, you know, I don't have any particular history of heart disease in my family or not experiencing any symptoms, but I really like to know the status of my heart health. That is something that that you can accommodate?
Yeah, absolutely. So you would come see us in the office and we would have a conversation with you and determine which of these tests, if any at all, you need to undergo, non-invasive. And then based on the results of that, we would make the next step determination.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the key symptoms that would raise red flags for you and say, you know, we have to take this step further?
Yeah, so symptoms is very important to be cognizant about. There are symptoms where you could say, you know, you call your doctor and make an appointment to see the cardiologist. And then there are symptoms where you need to pick up the phone and dial 911 and get to the emergency room. So where if you're having sudden onset, chest pain, chest discomfort, that's severe, severe shortness of breath that persists for a long time, it's associated with other things like shortness of breath, extreme excessive sweating, nausea, vomiting, something like that that happens sudden onset could be a sign of having a heart attack and, you know, you need to seek emergency medical attention for something like that. Symptoms where it's been ongoing for some time here and there, you're not really sure. That could be something that may not require you to go to the emergency room, but definitely needs to be evaluated by either your primary care doctor and or a cardiologist.
And so if someone is experiencing some of the more severe symptoms, as you mentioned, the shortness of breath or pain, you know, in the arm or whatever. So how important is it to seek immediate attention by dialing 911 versus like, say, calling your doctor's office and waiting maybe for a few hours for a callback?
One can never go wrong in being on the safe side and calling 911. If you're concerned that you're having some severe symptoms that all of a sudden started and you were feeling well a few days prior or the day prior, and something is not right and concerning, you're never going to be wrong in calling 911 and playing it safe. So it is a judgment call at that point. And also, one should be cognizant, especially women, for atypical symptoms, because not all heart attacks start off like they're written in the textbook. Women especially have atypical presentations. Sometimes they have back pain. Sometimes it's just shortness of breath and not any chest discomfort. Sometimes it's just arm pain. Sometimes it's sort of GI or abdominal pain, epigastric symptoms that are not your typical symptoms of a heart attack, but something like that, that is severe, sudden onset, any of those things are concerning and should seek immediate medical attention.
So Dr. Shah, you know, this is obviously a complex and very interesting topic. And right now we're going to take a very short break. But when we come back, I'd like to talk to you about how you became involved in interested in cardiology and a little bit more about that, and also about Heart Month in February. First, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and we'll be back after these words.
Westchester Medical Center Health Network's new Health Alliance Hospital is open in Kingston at 105 Mary's Avenue. The new hospital delivers on WMC Health's commitment to provide access to advanced healthcare right here in this community. Our comfortable and welcoming new Health Alliance Hospital has highly skilled doctors, nurses, and staff. We are ready to make your healthcare experience the best it can be. Here are just a few of the services ready to take care of you and your loved ones when you need us. A new emergency department with 24/7 triage for behavioral health needs, life-saving advanced cardiology programs, family birth center, private rooms, precise imaging technology, critical care support. And later this year, our inpatient psychiatry program will be reestablished to complement existing emergency and outpatient programs. Go to hahv.org for information. That's hahv.org.
It's four words no parent should ever hear. Your child is sick. It's four words that change everything. Those four words can define a family. It's four words that are filled with pain, heartache, and grief. And with those four words, the innocence and joy of childhood disappears. But Starlight has taught us four other words that make all the difference. The power of play. Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation delivers happiness through gaming, toy deliveries, and more to 3 million kids at more than 700 hospitals across the country. To deliver happiness when it matters most. Learn more at starlight.org.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on the Hudson Valley's Talk and Sports Network, The Beacon.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Today we're talking about cardiac catheterization and the Cardiac Catheterization Laboratory at Health Alliance Hospital, the services it provides. And we have with us the director of the Cardiac Catheterization Laboratory at Health Alliance Hospital, Dr. Falak Shah. And Dr. Shah is a returning guest. And before the break, Dr. Shah, we were talking about what cardiac catheterization is and what a little bit about interventional cardiology and about some of the signs, some of the tests and screenings for heart health and so on. Let's pivot for a moment to talk a little bit about how you became involved in this field and your interest in it.
Yeah, I became interested in cardiology, particularly interventional cardiology, actually, when I was in medical school, and I was fascinated by the pathophysiology of acute MI, which is acute myocardial infarction or heart attacks and coronary artery disease, and especially how a procedure like cardiac catheterization and PCI, percutaneous coronary intervention, can really save somebody's life from a heart attack immediately. Being able to open up a blocked artery in the setting of a heart attack, open up the blockage, putting in a stent that results in saving of their life is incredible. And that's essentially my interest that led me to become an interventional cardiologist.
And the technology is changing by leaps and bounds, is it not? I mean, I remember my mom in the late 90s had a heart valve replaced, and that was kind of like a, you know, the beginnings of that technology. But is it, do you find it challenging to keep up with the technological advances? And is that an easy thing to do?
No, it's nowadays there's so much information available at your disposal. So it's very easy to keep up with the evolution and the new technologies that are coming out. And we have come along a way in the field of interventional cardiology. Our imaging is so precise now. We have tools where we can use ultrasound catheters that go inside the arteries of the heart and look at the composition of the arteries from the inside of the artery, look at how much plaque buildup there is, how much blockage there is of the artery from the inside. So we've come a long way with technology, and we have very precise and accurate measurements to determine severity of somebody's blockage before we decide whether or not they need a stent.
And Dr. Shaw, talk to us a little bit about your role as an interventional cardiologist vis-a-vis the team at the cardiac catheterization lab. Where does your role fit into the bigger picture, and who else, what other roles are involved, key roles?
Yeah, so we have a full 24/7 cath lab team that's available all and any related to the heart that requires cath lab and catheterization. And I'm the director of the lab, and we have a team of other interventional cardiologists on the team, as well as our excellent team of nurses and technicians that are part of the team every day and every night for each case. And we are on call, quote unquote, every night with a team of nurses, technicians, and an interventional cardiologist available to respond immediately to any heart attack patient that arrives to the emergency room. And the entire team responds, opens up the cath lab, and we're ready to receive the patient from the emergency room to be able to take care of them and save their life. And we have an excellent collaboration with our emergency department, as well as the EMS in the community, where they even communicate to us with the EKG from the field site, and they transmit that to us so we can see the EKG, diagnose the heart attack before the patient even arrives, and sometimes be able to activate our cath lab team and be on site even before the patient has arrived.
Wow. That's amazing. Really terrific. So Dr. Shaw, here at the health department, we know that heart disease is a leading cause of death in Ulster County, has been for many years, and New York State and the nation. And we put together a heart disease prevention team to really talk, to really bring more attention to heart disease and heart health in terms of prevention, early intervention, managing heart disease, emergency response, and so on. But let's talk, if you will, about prevention. February is Heart Month. American Heart Association is deeply involved in that. And WMC Health has a cardiovascular health promotion and disease prevention program. Can you describe that for our listeners?
Yeah, our prevention program, also known in short term as CHIP-DIP, allows us to identify individuals, risk stratify them, identify at-risk individuals for heart disease, and be able to provide the necessary treatment, intervention, and follow-up to prevent heart disease.
Mm-hmm. And how do you go about identifying at-risk individuals?
Yeah, we have several different tools at our disposal, and we do a thorough evaluation and assessment in the office of these patients with a consultation. We review all of their risk factors for possible heart disease, which includes have family history, high blood pressure, diabetes, if you're a smoker, your age, other comorbidities, high cholesterol. All of these things are taken into account as part of our consultation, We order any necessary testing if needed, and put together a recommendation plan on what needs to be done going forward to prevent heart disease for somebody who doesn't already have heart disease.
I'm sure that includes perhaps lifestyle changes or habits and maybe eating habits, exercise, so on. Can you describe what a good proactive prevention, heart disease prevention regimen looks like? I know it's not one size fits all, but just in general terms.
Yeah, a good regimen starts first with lifestyle modification. So diet is extremely important. Exercise is extremely important, regular exercise, and managing your other risk factors that may predispose you to heart disease. For example, if you have high blood pressure, high diabetes, high cholesterol, and making sure those are controlled as well, in addition to diet and exercise.
Dr. Shah, can you give us an example of a patient who came to the cardiac catheterization lab, maybe not even in an emergency basis, or, you know, you can choose someone that you are really proud of in terms of a success, something that's really outstanding for your team?
Honestly, there are so many that we have taken care of since the opening of this cath lab with PCI capability in 2021. And so many lives we've saved. We've definitely exceeded like 1500 cardiac cath benchmark metric about some time ago and taken care of so many heart attack patients. However, there is one that truly stands out for me and is a memorable one. And I can definitely talk about him because he has agreed to have his story shared publicly. So, and this is a gentleman who is in his early 40s who suffered from a cardiac arrest at the hockey ring while playing hockey. And their emergency personnel responded to him immediately and helped out with resuscitating him from the cardiac arrest, and immediately learned that his cardiac arrest was due to a large heart attack. And they transmitted the EKG to us, and we were on call and immediately mobilized our team and were at the hospital ready to receive him and take care of him before he even got to the hospital. And he was resuscitated from the cardiac arrest that he suffered at the hockey arena, but was still in the evolution of having a pretty large acute heart attack. So we took him to the cardiac cath lab, opened up his blocked artery, which was one of the main arteries of the heart that was blocked. And thereafter, he was in the hospital for a few days, but he did very, very well. And in fact, now it's been over a year since that's happened, and he's gone back to playing hockey again. And it's an incredible story and a huge save. And we're very thankful that this community has the cath lab and the services to be able to serve these kind of cases and be able to take care of these kind of patients.
Yeah, and we're fortunate to have you. So, Doctor, we are rapidly running out of time. How do people get in touch with you or the lab, either for more information or to make an appointment?
Yeah, the best way is to start with calling the office to make an appointment. If you already have a primary care doctor, then they can refer you to us, or you can call us directly for an appointment. And our office number in Kingston is 845-339-3663. That's 845-339-3663. And you can call and make an appointment.
Terrific. Well, thank you, Dr. Shah, once again. And thank you to the work that you and your team at the Cardiac Catheterization Lab at Health Alliance Hospital do on behalf of our community. We are really grateful for you and your work. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.